Gate says 60 Min has poured into its pre-IPO window for SpaceX. Gate told its followers early on June 10, 2026, that more than $60,000 has been committed to SpaceX through its IPO access product, and that the subscription window is closing soon. The post is the exchange's own announcement, not third-party data, so the figure reflects what Gate reports rather than an audited tally. The timing was not lonely. Hours earlier, OKX ran its own pitch on the same idea, framing pre-IPO access as the room that used to be reserved for insiders and is now, in its telling, open to everyone. Two large exchanges selling the same pre-IPO story on the same night is the signal worth noting here. More than any single dollar figure, private rockets meet retail wallets. SpaceX sits near the top of every list of coveted private companies. It does not trade publicly, and exposure has historically run through venture funds, employee stock, and tender offers open mostly to accredited and institutional investors. A product that lets an exchange user commit funds toward that name from the same balance they use to buy spot crypto collapses a distance that used to take an introduction and a minimum check size measured in six or seven figures. That is the appeal, and it is real. It is also where the details start to matter, and a single tweet stops being enough. Gate's post states the headline demand number and the closing window. It does not on its own spell out the structure, whether buyers receive a tokenized claim of feeder fund interest or exposure routed through a special purpose vehicle, what the entry valuation is, how long capital is locked, or what happens if SpaceX never lists. Those terms decide whether 60 Mallers of committed capital is a smart early position or an expensive way to buy someone else's markup. The mechanics retail tends to skip pre-IPO exposure sold to retail carries a stack of risks that a subscription countdown does not surface. Valuation is the first. Secondary stakes in hot private companies often change hands at a premium to the last priced round, and the buyer at the end of the chain absorbs that markup. If the eventual listing price is below the entry mark, early enthusiasm turns into a loss before the stock ever trades. Liquidity is the second. These are not shares you can sell the next morning. Capital is typically locked until a liquidity event that may be years away or may not arrive on the expected timeline. Subscribing because a window is closing soon pressures a decision that deserves the opposite of urgency. Then there is the custody question that runs through every exchange product. Funds committed to a pre-IPO window sit with the platform and whatever entity it routes them through. That is the same counterparty exposure that has bitten crypto users before when a custodian froze withdrawals or failed outright. Holding a claim issued by an intermediary is not the same as holding the asset, a distinction that also separates custodial card and yield products from spending out of a wallet you control. None of this means the offering is bad. It means the one-line pitch is doing a lot of compression, and the burden is on the buyer to read the actual terms before the countdown ends. Exchanges keep widening their lane. The deeper story is product drift. Gate and OKX built their businesses on spot and derivatives trading. Pushing pre-IPO access moves them toward something closer to a brokerage for private equity, packaged inside a crypto app. It sits alongside the broader push into tokenized stocks, tokenized funds, and other real-world assets that exchanges have been rolling out to keep users inside one balance for everything. For the user, the convenience is obvious, and the trade-off is the usual one. The more an exchange becomes the single venue for spot crypto, derivatives, tokenized equities, and now private company exposure, the more concentrated the counterparty risk becomes if anything goes wrong. Spreading exposure or keeping assets where you control the keys is the hedge against that concentration. Backdrop matters too. This pre-IPO marketing is landing in a fearful market. As of June 10, 2026, Bitcoin sits near $61,350. Down about 2% on the day and roughly 8% on the week, with the crypto fear and greed index at 14, deep in extreme fear. Selling speculative, locked-up exposure into a risk-off tape is a notable choice and a reminder to separate the marketing moment from the underlying decision.